El Nino and La Nina, that whole cycle of that is really just looking at sea surface temperatures in a large area of the eastern Pacific. And that's quite a distance away from us, so it wouldn't seem like it would have any relevance to us. But what it does is the temperature conditions in that part of the ocean sets up circulation patterns in the atmosphere. And those patterns are what bring us extra moisture from the Pacific. There are patterns that may suppress hurricanes from coming to us from the Gulf. They may influence the jet stream that is bringing cool air down to us from the north. So in combination, El Nino, La Nina influence weather patterns all over the globe. They mean different things to different people, different areas. But for us, La Nina conditions, the warmer temperatures in the eastern Pacific, those really correlate to warmer and drier winters than we would typically experience.